Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, hello, good morning. Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony Green. I'm so excited to be doing this show today. Oh my gosh, last week my show, something happened and I was sitting here watching my dashboard and a call just started dropping all at once and then I couldn't get through and I'm like, oh no. So I'm sorry I missed last week's show and I'm super excited to be here for this week's show. Couple quick announcements. I'm horrible at self-promotion. Horrible. And I always forget to remind people or tell people what's going on, what's coming up, how else can you see me or view me? Because I, you know, there's a fine line between self-promotion, letting people know what's going on, and what some people would consider, arrogance or trying to sell something to you. So I try to keep it at a minimum. I really do. But the first thing I want to tell you is tomorrow I'm shooting 2 new shows. Yay! So excited. TV shows. So I'll be doing both of my shows, Psychic Medium Tony G, and you can call in on Blog Talk and be part of the TV show. And then I'm also doing Create a Life You Love with Manny Wolf, who is, I have to do my own sound effects. It's okay, though. He is a branding expert. So he will help you brand your business, if you're an author, how to brand your books, how to brand and anything, coaches, whatever you do, whatever your business is. Whatever your career is, he'll help you brand it. So he's going to be on Create a Life You Love tomorrow, and then I'll also be doing Psychic Medium Tony G. Quick reminder, my latest book is out, What If? A Transformational Guide. And it is, I am getting back the most amazing emails and such from this book of people saying how the word most often used for this book is profound. And again, I this book was completely channeled. I take no credit for anything. I didn't even write the back of it. My niece that goes to Valpo, love her, wrote the back of the book, the description of the book for me. But I did channel the content. And even as I go through it, I'm always like taken back a little bit. My other book that like just makes me sometimes cry, like I'll read something and it just makes me cry a little bit is Channeled Messages from Above. It has poems and messages from angels. And it's breathtaking sometimes. even if I've read it once, I go back and read it again. And yeah, it's really, if you feel I have an author page, the link is right on the show description, or you can go to Amazon.com, put my name in and the book or books, and I should pop right up. Now, as for why you're here, the show today, I do have a pretty full switchboard. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. I love you guys so stinking much. I just love you guys. So when I call out your area code, and I'm checking if we have any duplicate area codes so far, I don't see any duplicate area codes. So when I call out your area code, please just give your name, where you're calling from, and either a question or a connection. Just to be fair to everybody, there are people who try for 3-4 months. I have had people try for even longer than that to get through. And I just like to try to be fair and get through to as many people as possible during one show. But do remember, I'm here every Monday at noon. So if you do not get through today, please, you can call back next week, and I do try to get through to everybody. Okay, so here we go. First person is, oopsie, hold on, 678. Hello, 678, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good. My name is Casey.
Hey, how are you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Nice. Love that area. Love it. Absolutely love Georgia. So do you have a question or a connection today?
I have a question. My life has kind of been just like a roller coaster ride, up and down, in money and love. And I just wanted to know, when do you see, a change where things will be stable and money will be coming in and staying in, and also love?
Okay, so we're going to work on one of those things today. So your life hasn't been like a roller coaster so much as it's been turned upside down again and again. Every time you feel like things are starting to get stable and going to be okay, boom, you're like hit a wall, or something takes you by surprise, or it like kind of knocks the breath out of you or knocks you off your feet are the statements I'm getting. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, ma'am.
And this has been going on since you've been 4 or 5 years old?
Yep.
Yep. They are never wrong. Say thank you, I love you. These angels come in, they come in loud, they come in strong, and they tell it like it is. Not everybody likes that, by the way. So if it gets too real, just let me know. So the first thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this for you and everybody listening. So whether you believe in this or not, whether you feel like this is accurate or not, for you and everybody listening, we're going to clear curses, hexes, magic, voodoo, spells, and witchcraft. This is a big one. It's before I even started clearing it, like it's knocking the breath out of me, and I can't even talk. Sometimes, and what we consider like a spell or witchcraft can just be somebody saying bad stuff about us or wishing us bad. Not that it affects us, but in some odd way, it might affect us. And generationally, we believe in this stuff, whether we want to or not. So let's start clearing that. The other thing I'm getting is you are very, 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 very stuck. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, so you just sit. You don't make decisions. You don't make choices. You've lost your power. You've lost your voice. You've lost your ability to think that you can make a choice that will be right. You've lost your faith in yourself. Is this, and I, again, I'm so sorry if this is too much for you. but they're coming through very strong for you. So is this accurate?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. So I'm going to start to clear that also, because you know what? Women used to run this world. You are a goddess, you are a queen, and you are a princess. You don't have to choose one. You are all of them. And I'm sorry, I am so sorry for what happened to you as a child and what you went through as a child, but you are a full-grown woman now, and you don't have to let what happened back then run you and your future. I'm going to tell you right now, there are big, 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 big changes coming in, and don't you dare, and this is coming from a woman up there, I believe it is probably a grandma or a great-grandma, don't you dare I'm sorry. Don't you dare settle. Stop settling. Stop thinking this is the best it's going to be. Stop thinking if this goes, I won't get anything better, or the next one will be just as bad or just the same. Okay? Stop, stop, okay. Stop. Stop thinking that. And you know what? What's wrong with being single for a bit? What's wrong with being alone for a bit and figuring out who you are and what you really want? Now, I'm going to tell you like I'm going to tell you like I'm going to tell you, and this is them, not me. I'm just saying. You, my dear, are a divine being. You, I want you to know this. If you know nothing else in life, if you believe nothing else in life, believe this, there is a spark of God inside of you. Every time somebody talks to you from this moment forward, every time somebody talks to you or interacts with you, I want you to remember they're interacting with that spark of God. And if God were standing right next to you and somebody did or said something that was inappropriate or unkind, you would literally lay down your life for God, wouldn't you? And like defend.
Yes.
Okay, good, good, gotcha. Right there, we got it. Okay, now you're waking up. I heard your voice change. You're waking up. That's the way you have to be, because there is that spark of God inside of you. And every time somebody interacts with you, they are talking also to that spark of God, to your highest self, to your piece of infinity that goes on forever. And they are either helping it or they are hurting it. And anybody who is hurting it needs to be ejected from your life right now, right here, because nobody, for no reason, deserves that. If somebody is not kind and loving, no matter what's going on in their life, they have excuses. We do not need to make excuses for other people. They have enough of their own. Okay, you are a very kind and loving person, and you have had enough. You've been through enough, and you've had enough. And it is not until you pick yourself up that somebody can come along and treat you better. Now, we want someone to save us all the time, but we have to save ourselves. We have to stop trying to save these hobos out there. And you know what I mean by ho boy, hobos, okay? We have got to stop trying to save these hobos out there, and we have got to work on ourselves. We have to get into our heart. We have to heal, and we have to move forward with the faith and the knowing that everything is better. But we can only do that when we get out of the ick. Okay? Now, you, my dear one, have such a divine spirit about you. You're very sensitive. You're very fragile. But at the same time, you have the strength of a lion in you. And you have to call out that strength, that lion, but you're a little bit afraid to. You're afraid of a consequence. Don't be. Okay? Strength is not yelling and screaming. Strength is simply saying to yourself, no more. I'm going to start doing it this way for me. That's all strength is.
Okay.
It's not about fighting with another person, proving power to another person. It's about taking back your life and living the way you want to live. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, to answer your question, as soon as you do that, everything in your life, everything will be turned around and get better. As far as finances go, I'm going to hit finances because that, you know, our security, our stability, everything is based in finances. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's just a fact of life. It's like air. We need money. It's like food. We need money. There's nothing wrong with that. So in about a week, you're going to get a little relief. But then in a month, it's going to get better. They're asking you to find something that you absolutely love and start doing it. I actually see a product coming in. I think if I'm getting this correct, they're showing me a product that I use every morning. I'm addicted to it. I've had 3 or 4 people try it and they become addicted to it. Like one try is all you need. It's just horrible. But it's a product called Spark. I'm not even a distributor of it, but I buy it like for my sister because I got her hooked on it. It's horrible. Okay, so this product is by a company called AdvoCare, and it's called Spark. And the thing is that this product, I'm not saying it's this product in particular, but I would say it's something like this. And I would say you're going to want to look into, is this going to come to you? I feel like this product in some way is going to be brought to you. Now, whether that means I just brought it to you, maybe it is this product. They are showing me the canister, but this could be a representative. And I feel like that's going to be, in the beginning, it's going to trickle, and then it's going to flood. Okay, so this product, whatever the product is, it's going to trickle, and then it's going to flood. So in the beginning, it's going to be a slow beginning, but then it's going to take off. Okay, love? And I want you to really embrace that. And I want you to, if you can find somebody who has the Spark product, I want you to try it because,
Spark.
Spark, like a sparkler, but Spark, S-P-A-R-K. And it's by a company called AdvoCare. You can get it from a distributor, or you can go online and order it. I get mine online. I order every month for me and several other people. And I love the flavor Mandarin Orange the best. Some of the other flavors, if you get a different flavor, I don't think you'll love it so much. But the Mandarin Orange, it goes in my morning. It's replaced. It got me off of soda. It's my daily caffeine, but it has all the B vitamins. It's really, this company is a health food company or a health and beauty. Well, I don't know how to call it, whatever. But the bottom line is, apparently I love Spark. And the second bottom, more important line for you is that there is something coming in that is going to turn things around for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, telling people about a product doesn't sell it. Letting them try it and letting them feel the effects of it, that's what sells a product like this, okay? I didn't tell my sister about Spark. I just made a glass of Spark for her. I put some in a bottle of water, shook it up, and said, try this. And she was like, oh, my God, what is this? And literally the first time I tasted it, I could literally, I felt it in my brain. I was like, oh my gosh, things are waking up that haven't been awake for a while. And that might be all the supplementation in it. But the bottom, let me get back on track for you. It's good, whatever this product is, whatever it is, it's going to trickle and then it's going to flood. And you are going to do so well with this product. And I do feel like it is. I'm hearing the term health aid. It's something that is similar to this. If it's not this product, it's similar to this. And I feel like don't go gung-ho in the beginning. Don't go buying out the store. Get just what you need and let yourself build with it. Don't put yourself under to get over, okay? Get what you need.
Okay.
And grow. If it grows slow in the beginning, it's okay. Have faith. If you love it, other people will love it too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is this helpful for you?
Yes, ma'am. It sure was. Thank you so much.
And one last thing they are telling me to tell you, don't you dare ever, don't you dare let anybody disrespect that, oh, that spark within you, that piece of God that's in you. Don't you dare ever let anybody treat that or you with anything less than love, because you deserve that. You deserve that. And as soon as you realize how amazing you are, what a brilliant, beautiful spark of light you are, everybody else will recognize it and start treating it the same way also, and you the same way also. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And when you get this product, when you try the spark, let me know what you think. But if it's a different product, I want to know about that too. Call me back. We'll put it on the air. We'll get it one way or another. We'll get it out there. Okay, love?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. I can't wait to talk with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. My buttons aren't reacting the first time. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 347. Hello, 347. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Maribel. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, New York. Okay. Question. What's your question for the day?
Well, I wanted to see what you felt that was coming my way in terms of, like, romantic possibilities.
You know what? You're really far from the phone. I'm having trouble making out what you're saying, so I don't know if you're on speaker or...
How about now?
That's a little better. Okay, what's your question?
It was in terms of just love and romance.
Okay, so what is it? Please ask the question.
Yeah, what is coming up for me?
As far as love goes, okay, give me a second. Okay, I have to tell you, there's a woman stepping in from the other side. She's thin, she has dark hair, she used to wear it up, olive skin, somewhat petite. I don't know if this is familiar to you or not, but she stepped in. Is here for you, first of all. That's important for me to say, because if she's stepping in and being a parent to me, I need to say that. Now, as far as love goes, within the next 6 months, you're going to have a lot of revelations about love and what you actually want in love. So as I ask if you're in a relationship right now, I get, no. So are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Yes. And no. Thank you for confirming that. One of the things I get is you want a relationship, but you're not sure you want a relationship. So you need to get clear on that, first of all. But I know where you are because I was there. I was like, I want somebody, but I don't want. And we have to define the difference. See, because we think every relationship will be have an element of caca to it. Okay, so we have to define. I do want a relationship, but I want somebody that loves me. I want somebody that cares about me. But the other things that we're saying we don't want, that's not, we have to define that and put that in a separate bag and, like, take it out to the trash and let it go. So the thing I'm getting from you, for you, not from you, for you, is you have to be all in on adventure, okay, because you're going to be dating in about 4 months. So what month is this? October, November, December, January. That's about right. It'll be after the new year. In about between 3 and 4 months, you're going to start the dating game. That's a good thing. I always tell people, when we're dating, look at it as an adventure, because you get to learn what you like, what you don't like, what you really want, what you don't want. And you get to hone your skills about stating what you want and what you don't want, and that's a good thing. But, okay, so in about 3 to 4 months, you're really going to start dating. You're going to go on a couple of dates. Some of them will just be coffee. Some of them will be dinner. But then at the 5-month mark, now get ready. And you do have to do the dating, I'm sorry. But dating is like a nightmare to me. Even if I'm in a relationship and they're like, let's go to dinner, I'm like, let me cook. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just, like, that whole dinner date is just like a nightmare to me. But in about 5 months, somebody very significant has the possibility of walking in. Now, when I say significant, I mean somebody who has the potential to be a long-term relationship that you can grow in love with, have love grow with, okay? All relationships are about expanding love. The person coming in about 5 months, right around that 5-month mark, has the potential to be a very significant partner for you and has the potential to be very long-term, okay? I no longer say this is going to be because we tend to sabotage ourselves. We just do it. We get afraid and we just kibosh it before it starts. This person is going to make a very significant difference in your life, very, very significant difference in your life. So do the dating, have a little fun with it, and then right around that 5-month mark, which I think that's March, I'm not sure, but that's when you're going to really meet somebody and have that whole new experience in a relationship. And let me tell you something, sweet girl, you're going to know it the minute you see him. Like, your heart is going to beat and you're going to want to run. Okay. Hello. Okay. I know she's still on the line.
Yeah.
Even if I, okay. So does that, I'm so sorry. Does that make sense for you, love?
Yeah, completely. It also got me really excited.
Well, hey, get excited about dating. Read a dating book or two, and then, Steve Harvey, they're saying read Steve Harvey's book. I should be his promoter because I talk about his book more than my own books. Date like a man, act like a woman. Get prepared for the dating. Have fun with it, and at that 5-month mark, boom, you're going to be so ready for this man that's stepping in. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you so much. That was great.
You're so welcome, and I can't wait to hear back from you.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everybody, I'm going to do one last clearing as I say goodbye and let you know to tune in tomorrow at 1:30 for Psychic Medium Tony G. I am going to clear prosperity. There's something stopping or blocking prosperity. Yes, let's clear that so that everybody listening, re-listening, can get clear in prosperity. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week, and I look forward to the next show.